A national helpline that provides confidential counselling to Australians experiencing grief, loss and trauma has seen a huge jump in calls for help. Griefline says its volunteers have been inundated since May and it's seen an 1,100% increase in phone calls compared to the beginning of this year. Joining us now is Sarah Godfrey, the board co-chair of Griefline. Sarah, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, Thomas. Thanks for having me.
Tell me, first of all, about Griefline. What areas do you specialise in?
We're a preventative helpline, and actually we've been around 32 years. So we're quite an old establishment, but our job is to work with general human experiences of all types of grief and loss, loneliness and isolation, and we work to help people build their own internal coping strategies and then guide them towards the resources they need if they're not coping and not finding that they can move through these grief and loss experiences.
I mean, grief can be such a traumatic thing to go through. Obviously, we don't want to talk about people's particular cases here with confidentiality, but can you share any stories from some of the people who call you for help? Why do they need support?
Look, it can be from a relationship breakdown to pet bereavement is very high. It usually centres around people who haven't realised they're sliding into a mental health issue, but they've noticed that they're not coping, so they're withdrawing from friends and family, or they're becoming very intolerant to normal things that they would manage. Particularly with COVID, we saw a huge jump in people feeling very lonely, often triggered by a loss that may have occurred from 2 to 10 years past. So it really is about their reflection and their ability to process loss in whatever form that is. And it can even be what we saw through COVID with identity loss. So people were really struggling when they lost their job and then couldn't reach out and do their normal kind of coping interactions. They really started to lose a sense of who they were. So it's a very wide range of services we offer.
I mean, an 1,100% increase in phone calls from the beginning of the year, a big number there. I mean, do you know why we've seen such an increase in demand? Is this really all about COVID-19?
I think it's a mixture between the new board and senior management getting the message out there that we're here for the community, and the COVID influx. I think all helplines were inundated, but we saw an incredible increase, mainly because grief and loss were the two primary mental health issues that COVID brought to the community. So people were deliberately searching for an organisation that works in that mental health issue. But incredibly huge numbers that we experience, and they're not stopping. They're still growing now. So it's not as if it was a big hit and now it's died off. Our numbers are still at the level that they were in August. And that tells us that people are now really processing the year that they had. It's also, remember, we had the bushfires and droughts at the beginning of the year, and then COVID hit. So people really haven't had a chance to process what's happened to them.
Yeah, certainly tough times for many Australians. Yeah. Now, am I right in saying you're no longer receiving government funding? Why is that?
We're not quite sure, actually, Thomas. It would be a good question to ask. But I think in June, July this year, the government in Victoria told us that they could no longer fund us. And I kind of understand that, given that we're a national organisation and we should be federally funded as well as state funded.
So only government funding you got was from the Victorian jurisdiction, is that right?
Yeah, okay. Which is surprising because we have huge cohorts in New South Wales, Queensland, all around Australia. So we are in discussion with federal government, but we need a sustainable operational funding. We can't go, hand to mouth.
Yeah.
Continually.
What was the justification from the Victorian government for cutting the funding?
We haven't really had a clear justification for that. We've continued to try and have conversations and plead our cause, as it were. But, there's a big investigation going into mental health digital platforms. And I think we got caught up in that as a quiet achiever. But we're very hopeful and very positive that all governments across Australia will chip in and keep our organisation going.
You're relying on community donations then. How's that going? Are you able to stay afloat at the moment, given that huge spike in calls that you've been telling me about?
No, we have enough to sustain ourselves till the end of the financial year in June, and that's through the incredible generosity of community organisations that are funding our online forums and our helplines and outbound calls that we're trying to roll out. But no, without government funding, it's not a sustainable organisation. We're quite big. We have 90 volunteers that we train and work with. We also do police line in Victoria too. So we're quite a big organisation. So we need sustainable funding, definitely.
Okay, Sarah Godfrey, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Thomas.
Sarah Godfrey there, the board co-chair of Grief Line. It's a national toll-free number, 1300 845 745.